Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable. We are indeed live. Wow, we've had a series of rebroadcasts. I've been out of town, spending a lot of time with family and loved ones, and went on a trip out of town. Went to New York, to Florida, to the Bahamas, to Boston, to all over the place. It's been absolutely crazy, but a blessing and a much-needed time off. There's a lot of cool things we learned along the way that we'll break down over the next several days as well. So that's going on. A little reprieve from the news. That's always a blessing. Although things just seem to always change, but always stay the same. I find that fascinating. So welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're doing all doing fantastic. Now, by the way, I want to just recap the broadcast that we did before we left. So it was last, Thursday? No, a week ago, last Thursday, right? All right, a week ago, last Thursday. And we had a tremendous broadcast, and I want to just cover the topics a little bit. I know it takes time, and I know people would be thinking, why, Sam? It's been on the website forever. We already know. Because the news that we cover is so relevant, it's amazing. 12 days later, well over a week of broadcast later, I still think the issues are relevant. We had our guest on, Mr. Ted Nugent. Uncle Ted, Kid Rock and Sarah Palin had dinner with Donald Trump. They said it was phenomenal. They said they covered so many topics. They're impressed by the man. And Ted Nugent really feels like Donald's going to get America back on track. And I have my skepticism for that. But I pray Donald Trump is right, that he can get America on track, and that Ted Nugent is right in believing that Donald really can. Donald said he's going to make America great again, and I hope he's right. And I pray Ted Nugent's assessment is correct as well. Now, Trump is going to abandon his contentious order. It's a border tax on imports. It's contentious. He's going to abandon that. And I think that's, time will tell what that means. You know, I agree we need to have tariffs at the borders. I've supported that forever. It's constitutional. It's the best way to protect America from dumping and hostilities from other governments. At the same time, we can't take action too quickly. And I know that sounds like a contradiction, but it's not meant to be. I want to write the train. Okay? I want to write the Republic. But you can't do it in a day. You've got so many companies, and I work for some of them, by the way. And these companies have made changes based on current economic landscapes, if you will. And they can't change their decisions and the infrastructure on a dime. You can't do it. A lot of the products would love to make in America, but it's just too expensive. The infrastructure, the raw materials, the equipment to build such products doesn't even exist in America or even in our hemisphere. And I'm not saying that it can't be rebuilt or brought back, because it can, but you can't do it overnight. And penalizing the very companies who would love to bring business back, but who have engineered offshore manufacturing because of the landscape, the hostility that's taken place over the last 30, 40, whatever years in America, you can't just penalize those companies, or what you'll do is you'll run people out of business. So I think Donald is smart to abandon a lot of the import restrictions that he's having. I think we need to make planned, methodical moves to restore America. We need to have sunsets on certain provisions. We need to give time for companies to make adjustments. There's a lot we can do, but it needs to happen methodically. We cannot crash the plane. We've got to have it one step at a time. Anyway, Donald Trump also backs off a demand for immediate wall financing. See, I have never been for the wall in the first place, but he made a promise to do that, and he better get started. But the Republicans have really failed him. There's a real split in the Republican Party right now, and a lot of the inside Republicans against the Donald and the rest of us are really wreaking havoc, and they're going to torpedo the Republicans' chances in 18 if we're not very careful indeed. Trump cannot withhold funding from sanctuary cities judge rules. We'll get into that later as the broadcast unfolds as well. You got governor down in Texas issuing some pretty bold moves there. So we'll keep an eye on that ball and talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. This is a fantastic statement from Rand Paul. Real men, as well as pull no punches women, cut taxes. Breitbart writes the piece. They don't just talk about, we're going to decrease the increase. We're not going to increase as much, but it's still an increase. We're talking about really cutting taxes. And that's something that hopefully Donald and the Republican Congress has the stomach for, but I doubt it. Time says that they talk big, but we don't really see reality, do we? Ted Cruz wants to build a wall and El Chapo's going to pay for it? Uh-huh. I guess Ted and Donald buried the hatchet. Hopefully that's good news. Time will tell, but I have fear that some insiders are just going to get together and derail the Donald. Under the guise of Donald Trump, under the guise of the Ted Cruz plan, suggesting it's a real conservative movement when, in fact, pardon the pun, it ain't. All right, that was hour one. See what we cover in a single broadcast? We covered that in hour one, literally 12 days ago. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Congressman Steve King, for an award-winning broadcast. We talked about the right to life, that important, all-encompassing agenda for the proper role of limited government. We talked about the first 100 days for Donald Trump. We talked about Obamacare repeal. And we talked about the National Right to Work Act with Steve King. And Steve really says we got to get after pro-life big time, and boy, do I concur. Steve King also says we got to have a real repeal. We should have had a simple Steve King repeal. We didn't, though. The Republicans sold us down the river on this repeal thing, folks. There were several holdouts. Interestingly enough, Rand Paul, who was just so interested in getting my money standing up against this, I don't know where he stood. He kind of went silent on that. Hopefully, Kirk Crosby can find out what Rand Paul has been saying about this new supposedly repeal, but really an Obamacare replacement that did squeak past the House. Now it sits in Senate chambers. They're going to be rewriting the bill and then re-bringing it back to the House for passage again. And they say nothing actionable will happen on this thing till 2018. What do you think of that? So we'll bust into that as the broadcast unfolds as well. We talked about this Greek yogurt company. What is it? Chobani? Or Chobani? Anyway, I guess that Greek yogurt company is suing Alex Jones over sex assault reports in New York Times. Did you see that? That's an alternative news story the mainstream press reported on to attack Alex Jones, but they're not giving both sides of that story. I think that Alex Jones just should not have talked about it. You need to not talk about sexual things in salacious detail and attack people without the evidence. And time will tell when that sucker comes out in court. Hopefully justice will be done and hopefully the truth shall be known and hopefully there'll be innocence until proven guilty, reality checks, and there'll be the due process of law. We pray for that. We also had our guest on, Mr. Tim Starks, well-known conservative, well-known security expert, talking about the U.S. electrical grid under assault, racial attacks against whites covered up by dishonest press. The U.S. power grid has been hit by multiple power outages that have affected San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, just to name a few, and most of this is racially motivated. It's crazy, but for reals. And what they're doing is they're attacking white power grid workers, and they're attacking the sites, and the mainstream press is kind of covering it up, acting like, oh, just a bunch of yahoos out there. But it isn't, folks. It's a coordinated, orchestrated effort to attack whites and to attack the United States infrastructure. Nobody willing to call it terrorism. But are there ties to the Muslims? Are there ties to the Brotherhood? Are there ties really back to who knows who, huh? And that's the real question that's going on here. What is driving this? Why the cover-up? If there wasn't the cover-up, I might think there's less, conspiracy to it? But you get into conspiracy fact when you start to see blatant intentional cover-ups. You go, there's more here than meets the eye. Has anybody else been covering that in the last 12 days since we've been gone? All right, just wondering, because wow. See, that's the kind of news we cover on a daily basis on Liberty Roundtable Live. There's no broadcast on the radio like it. We combine Christian values, God, family values, family, country reality checks based on the supreme law of the land, God, family, and country. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property. We do this like no other in the media, folks. And that's why we always would be greatly appreciative of your financial support for our broadcasts. Hope you're all doing marvelous. That's the recap of the broadcast that took place literally 12 days ago, but I find is relevant today as it was when we delivered it. Wow. We are back now in the saddle, ready to take care of business. Kirk Crosby's riding shotgun alongside with me. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend. How are you, sir?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the much-needed time off, sir?
Yeah. It was nice to have.
Because I know we work super hard, Kurt, but sometimes you just got to have a breather. Man, I enjoyed the heck out of it, sir. It was phenomenal.
Very good.
Celebrated my 25th year wedding anniversary.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty, in my opinion, monumental for me. What do they call that? The silver? Mm-hmm. Isn't that silver?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Just telling you, that's in my mind, that's pretty cool. That's one of the most prized days of my life, one of the most sacred, special days to get married to my wife. And we've celebrated 25 years, 8 children, 2 grandchildren later. So we're gaining on it. You know, it's slow, steady, but sure. Anyway, I just thought I'd kind of brief you on that. So that happened. And so many other things happen. It's shocking. We'll get into those as the broadcast unfolds. But, Kurt, out of all the news you've analyzed over the last 12 days, I know you just kind of keep your finger on the pulse of the news, and I do the same. And what story struck you as the most important story that we ought to be covering were we on the air? In other words, it isn't the mainstream press stories, really, that I think we should be covering. Any thoughts on that, Kurt?
I try to save different ones, and I've got a list of them, but which was the most important, it's pretty tricky to, say that. I mean, I think there's been a few interesting twists and turns. You know, we got the Obamacare, quote, repeal and replace, you know, kind of bill what it is an exercise in the way the political process works with all these different parties, not just the, one party or two-party system.
What do you think it means then? By the way, we're skipping the break because it's my fault. I took the break out when we had, I think, Ted Nugent on or somebody like that, and I forgot to reload the listen, so the break stayed out. But I'll reload it, and tomorrow it'll be fixed. Don't worry about that. It's a network break anyway. And just so you know, we love our advertisers. We're grateful for all they do for us. ThePowerMall.com does a great job. Do business with the good guys at 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Tell them thank you indeed. Also, raw honey delivered directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for Patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com, just to name a few. We thank them. We're grateful for them. All right. Did you look at the details of this replace, repeal kind of thing, Kurt? I guess the Republicans made some compromises.
Yeah, well, I think, all the different parties inside the Republican Party,
good point.
Made those. And then you've got even some Democrats that are, what's a Democrat, is another thing. That there's probably 10 or 12 at least parties in the Senate and the House, I think.
I agree with that.
Call them.
With all different kind of factions and agendas, too, huh?
That's right. And, I guess the best part that I heard that happened in that was that there was a sensible place where they basically said, hey, if people they didn't use the term pre-existing conditions, but what it meant was the same thing, then they're going to have to, be in a separate class or whatever with insurance, and that states have the right to go ahead and just kind of do things the way they want. And I just thought, well, that's at least a step in the right direction instead of the big federal government telling everybody what to do.
Amen to that. Now, that's good news. But the problem that I have with this whole bill, Kurt, is it was a massive compromise. Rand Paul was emailing me literally every day with updates. Then all of a sudden, once this thing kind of rock and rolled, I haven't heard from Rand since. How about you? Now, that doesn't mean we can't go hunt down what he's trying to say and stuff. We can. But it's sure interesting to me, isn't it?
There's very little on the radar from him. There's a report from the Hill says 17 hours ago, Rand Paul asked Intel panel for details on any Obama-era surveillance.
Wait a minute, I'm talking about healthcare.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what I see from from Rand.
So did Rand? Is he going to vote for or against it when it comes his way? And how about the Republican? Freedom Caucus, and you know, some of them caved on it, and where do we stand? The compromise bill is what's interesting to me. I don't think we repealed, did we, Kurt?
No, not that I'm
all right, so we didn't repeal. But, next question, defund Planned Parenthood, Kurt?
It depends on who's defining, you know, what we did. As far as I know, you know, there was a real interesting story in Utah where, you know, KSL reported that I guess Planned Parenthood sued the state of Utah and got a some kind of a deal so that the state has to fund them. And I'm kind of like, what? How does that work, you know? But anyway, I mean, that was one story I saw. I'll try to get you details.
So I just look at it and say, all right, so hold on. We didn't repeal, which is what they promised to do. We didn't get rid of Planned Parenthood, which, you know, if we're going to ever stand for pro-life, we're not going to do it while we're funding pro-death, right?
Yeah.
So what do we accomplish then? If we didn't repeal, we didn't get rid of the pro-death agenda, what did we really accomplish, Kurt? Are we better off? And here's my issue.
Well,
even if you assess how it stands from the House bill that passed, the Senate plans to rewrite it and send it back to the House, Kurt, which means we might not even know what the whole bill is. And we might not be able to deal with it until 2018 even. So they took a bunch of credit for accomplishing nothing, Kurt. If you're going to not get rid of Planned Parenthood, you're not going to repeal. You're going to just put something through so that you can, you know, celebrate right around Donald Trump's 100-day mark. You're going to get a bunch of people to compromise. It's really still the Paul Ryan insider Republican replacement 2.0, whatever you want to call it. And then we're really going to put it in the hands of the Senate, let them rewrite the thing, then send it back to us, and probably not have anything done till the next election, Kurt, when a third of the Congress can go bye-bye. Does that make any sense for solutions? And can you really run around and take any credit for success on that?
Well, a third of the Congress would be a third of the Senate. By the way, it would be all of the House could go bye-bye, right? Yeah.
Yes, that's why you got to act within the next 2 years. Because if you get something done and keep your promises, the likelihood of keeping your guys in will be greater. Yeah. If you fail at your promise by next election cycle, the likelihood of the American people going, you know what, this is the same as we've always seen, you know, whatever we've always got, then I don't really see a sea change. Do you, Kurt?
No, you know, the details on that KSL report out of Salt Lake on the Planned Parenthood, just, you know, at least to me, it's kind of connected to this whole conversation. Says a federal judge has signed an order barring Utah from defunding Planned Parenthood. It says it's a permanent injunction. However, it says it doesn't require the state to renew or issue new contracts with the reproductive health organization, but it must spell out a legitimate reason in writing 30 days ahead of time. Advocacy for abortion could not be among those reasons, according to the order. This is Judge D. Benson. He signed this order after Utah agreed not to attempt to defund Planned Parenthood on impermissible constitutional grounds, according to court documents. It mirrors a preliminary injunction that was issued last September. I guess Planned Parenthood sued the state after Gary Herbert, that's the current governor, told the health department to withhold federal pass-through dollars to the organization in 2015. So the governor tells them what to do. They say, no, we're not going to do it.
Now, let me tell you my problem with this whole thing. Donald set the standard with an executive order. Not that I'm really for executive orders, but I am for unwinding a lot of what was done through executive order. All right. So I appreciate Donald, and he made the or provided latitude, if you will, for the states to do this. And Utah took advantage of it, right? And I think that's great. But my problem is Congress could have followed up and made this so abundantly clear that the judge couldn't even challenge it if they were willing, Kurt. And what you've really got that I can see is because the Republican Congress failed and didn't back the Donald. Now the judge is going to battle it out, and we're going to have this, you know, jury by judicial. Jury by judicial to where, hey, now the governor has to spend a bunch of money of the Utah state tax dollars to battle the court, and then the court and Donald's just going to stay out of it or whatever. We need to act in concert here for solutions. So I'm going to directly blame this on the Republicans. They could literally say, we support Donald Trump. States do not have to, you know, back Planned Parenthood. These laws that force states, you know, okay, so you can't back away from Planned Parenthood for you don't want abortions or whatever. All they're doing is playing games here. But it could be stopped if the legislative body would get off the dime, Kurt, and get it done. But in this case, they failed, and now we got the state of Utah trying to stand up, but nobody's backing the governor in this case. Whether you're a fan of Governor Gary Herbert or not isn't the point. The fact is, he did something right, Donald did something right, and we got to back their play, Kurt. And if we don't, hey, the liberals will put their money where their mouth is and shut us right on down. They've done it before, and they'll do it again.
That's a great point. And one of the commenters on the story, somebody named Ricardo
Montalban. By the way, who wrote this piece?
That was that Romboy, Dennis Romboy. Dear federal judge, any powers not specifically enumerated in the Constitution as belonging to the very small by design federal government are reserved to the several states. States were set up to make nearly every governing and funding decision independent of Washington, D.C. Your bench legislation is unconstitutional, and you should be removed from said bench. What a disgrace.
Amen. Now, that comment is spot on, Kurt. And that needs to catch on like a brush fire of freedom across the country.
Yeah, and the word impeachment needs to be used and not just the word, but the process needs to be used for so many of these federal and otherwise judges, I think. It's good behavior, and there's a definition of that.
Amen. And I think that's what we really need to focus on and think about and talk about and really work towards here. But again, and I know that there's been several Republicans that have tried, Steve King's being one of them, to stand for pro-life and defund Planned Parenthood. But man, what really needs to happen is the American people need to put pressure on their Congress critters to get it done. Donald did the right thing. Governor Gary Herbert and other state leaders are doing the right thing. Oklahoma's one of them, trying to get rid of the pro-death agenda as well. We've got to back their play, people.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. A lot of posturing over the weekend on all the weekend news shows about the repeal and possible replacement of Obamacare, all of that in the hands of the U.S. Senate now. If you listen to what the right and the left are saying, it's interesting. There doesn't seem to be much middle ground. One pundit says even though the Republicans feel that there is room for people with pre-existing conditions, and that, unlike what critics are saying, the payment you will make for insurance will not go up, people with cancer will not be excluded. Despite all of that, there were big calls over the weekend from the left to re-examine the bill. Some admit that no one really ever read the Obamacare bill, but there is a lot of information that many who voted for the new health care plan on Capitol Hill never even cracked the cover. Most pundits agree, though, that this is an issue that is not going to go away quickly. The focus is now on the U.S. Senate. The ball is squarely on the Senate's side of the court if there is going to be a future to the new national health care plan. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Now, one of the things that I find most fascinating about this, Kurt Crosby, and I want to get your comments on this too. You know, we really believe that focusing on the Congress has a big impact, and I think that it can. I don't think that it has, because they've just been too status quo, too controlled by the insiders. They can't replace their Speaker of the House, the leader of the Senate, or whatever you want to say, and Mike Pence has been the tiebreaker on occasion, making a slight difference, and that's great. However, what you've got, Kurt, is us focusing on all the wrong things. We think, man, if we elect a president, if we elect some Republicans, it's going to fix everything. But everything is shanghaied by the courts at this point. Every decision that Donald has been pushing through for change to get rid of the Barack Obama status quo has been shut down, shanghaied, controlled, manipulated, challenged by the courts. And what you've really got, in my humble opinion, is over the last 8 years, Barack Obama has been very studious, very faithful, very dedicated to putting his people in place, not only up and down the congressional ranks, but the lobbyists behind the scenes, the unnamed and unknown people in Washington that fill all kinds of cabinet and sub-cabinet and whatever positions, thousands and thousands of people, all the way to the courts. They've plugged in liberal extremists, activists from the bench on the courts, to the point where, you know what? Donald was spot on when he said we got to drain the swamp, but he's not draining it fast enough, and he's getting shut down. He's getting derailed from his agenda literally at every turn. Every time something comes up that we say, this is phenomenal, this is great news, there becomes a massive challenge, a wave of judiciary activists that shut his agenda down. Kurt, you want to respond to this? And I think that we've really got to focus on draining the swamp. We've got to get rid of those people that Obama has systematically put in place over the last 8+ years. It's been an absolute stymie of Donald Trump's agenda. He's been just shut down at every turn. Even things as simple as a religious right stance. We're going to protect religious freedom. There's a big battle over that in the military in terms of people aren't allowed to bring religious symbols or religious beliefs into the public square. And there's a battle about that, of what religious freedom means. Well, you can be privately as religious as you want and have your own beliefs, but you can't bring that to the public square. You can't publicly talk about that. You can't bring that into the military. You can't this and that. Outright complete lies about the truth regarding your ability to freely practice your religion. But again, you got a bunch of people that are not standing up in the military, but what you've really got is people who Barack and crew have purged the ranks of stand-up Christian conservative leaders. They've literally railroaded them out of the military, Kurt, and they've done that in the courts. They've done that in the cabinet positions and the behind-the-scenes ranks in government, to where they've literally purged the ranks of good, honest, conservative stand-up people that would stand for God, family, country. They would stand for life, liberty, and property, and they've abandoned anything that we hold dear. And they've taken a wrecking ball to all things moral, Christian, principled. And we've let them do it. And now when it comes time to stand up, there's just not enough good, honest people willing to stand up. Those people have been purged out of the ranks. Donald has got to rebuild by draining the swamp and replacing and inviting back these good people, either replacing the bad with the good or bringing back the good, whatever. We've got to make this happen. Right now, you've got this huge behind-the-scenes underground infrastructure that supports government that is the biggest enemy of the Donald. And Donald talked about we got to drain the swamp. He's spot on. But I don't think he's draining it fast enough, Kurt. And I think they're shutting him down there. I think they're pummeling poor Donald Trump. He didn't realize how hard this would be. He misgauged or misassessed. Didn't have a proper gauge on, a handle on how much damage behind the scenes Barack and crew have really done. And that's why Barack's moving back to Washington to say, listen, I can take control of this behind-the-scenes apparatus, all these people I have put in place underground, behind the scenes, whatever, and I can use those against the Donald. We can orchestrate, we can make a difference, and Donald won't get anything done. That's their game plan, Kurt, and it's working right now. The only way is to decrease the size and scope of government. The only way to do that is to defund a bunch of the efforts here to remove some of these hostile leaders to the separation of powers and to liberty. And you got to start by impeaching a few of these judges. But almost everything good that I would literally applaud Donald for and say, you know what, fantastic. Every one of those things is challenged by some activist judge somewhere that just says, uh-uh, no. Any comments on this commentary here, Kurt?
Well, you know, we've seen one of the other situations that have happened just lately is Trump has said he's going to work on supplying a bunch of names for federal judiciary slots. And, you know, that's another part that's got to be done. But I believe the term impeachment's got to be, you know, brought forward and used on a regular basis. And it just hasn't. I don't remember anybody saying it except for talking about impeaching Donald Trump. You know, what about impeaching the judges? That's, you know, that's one of the big places that needs to be brought up, I think.
I think you're right. If we do that, you know, it's kind of like a bunch of gun owners who have a gun, Kurt. You know, the burglars break into your house, the robbers, the rapists, the ne'er-do-wells break into a home, and they get shot a time or two, and they die. Yeah. Now, I'm not for that. I don't want people to die.
No.
But I am for the castle doctrine or stand your ground or whatever term you want to use to defend one's, you know, family and people's livelihoods and stability and safety and stuff. And what happens is, let's say that there was going to be, just for instance, a thousand breaching of one's home for nefarious purposes. And a couple of people get shot early on. Instantly, people are not so willing to go in and rob homes. There's this deterrent effect by the nature, especially if it's publicized right. And that's what I think we need to have here. I don't think we need to impeach all these judges. I think a lot of the judges would fly right if they knew where the boundaries were. Right now, the boundaries are, look, you can control anybody you want to by being an activist on the bench. Literally a couple of people or one person oftentimes can just decide everything. And as long as we let that stand, then these judges are going to do it. They don't, maybe even some of them aren't bad people, but they just get drunk with power. It's too heady for them, and they act inappropriately. Give man a little bit of power, and pretty soon, wow. We've got to chain them down with the Constitution. And I'm telling you right now, you get two or three hardcore, well-publicized impeachments underway where judges are really held to account. Not only are they removed from the bench, but they're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Okay? For example, did you know that it's already against the law in Oklahoma to fund and promote abortion, Kurt?
No.
All right, but nobody pays attention to the law, and the activist judges are challenging it, and now there's a big old confusion going on. But see, this is an example. We really could make a difference here. And if you get a couple of impeachments going, a couple of examples, boom, things would change in a second, Kurt. The judges that are too drunk with power would start to come down to earth. The judges that are really problematic would be impeached. There's a lot that could happen. And again, you've got to set the stage. It's kind of like when you're in battles with your children. You know, you set the stage early when they're young and you really crack down on something. Then after a while, you can ease up and be pretty gentle and pretty mellow about it because the stage is set. Who's in control? Who's in charge? Mom and dad are, not kid. And here's what we expect. You set realistic expectations, and then you go from there. But if you lose those early battles and you let that rogue agent happen, pretty soon you got this full-grown teenager, you know, young adult on your hands that, you know what? Now you can't control. And I think that's what we've done to the judiciary here. That's what we've done to this inside group in government. We've allowed them to make rules from the bench, to make law from the bench for way too long. We've allowed these rogue, unconstitutional government agencies just to roll out their own regulations and pretty much do what they want, spend the money they want, make the regulations or change the law if they want, and no one really challenges them. And now we've got a big problem. It's going to take some hardcore, in-your-face interactions to get a handle on that. And Donald's drained the swamp. You know, agenda was a good idea, but Donald's going to have to get a whole lot more than a slogan to drain the swamp, Kurt. If he really wants to get that done. Any other tidbits on that, Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, the swamp is big, and it's a lot. I mean, it's been put together for a lot of years. And there's a lot of draining that's got to go on, you know, at least as far as I can see, you know.
Amen to that, Kurt. All right, I got an email mm-hmm. I want to talk about because it relates to this Planned Parenthood, to this Obamacare 2.0, whatever you want to call it, whatever. Dear Sam, the Washington establishment has stabbed you in the back yet again. Last week, the House passed Speaker Paul Ryan's Obamacare 2.0 scheme, and now the fight resides in the Senate. And now news outlets are reporting that the Senate version of this bill will be even more watered down than the House version was, keeping even more of Obamacare's provisions intact. Sam, this isn't about red versus blue. This is about ensuring that Americans have access to the highest quality, affordable health care that our nation can provide. I don't know that that's what it's about either, but we'll continue with this. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Like what?
The umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
I think I'll just ignore it.
And the umpire said,
right to.
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
follow through!
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So the National Council for Freedom emailed me and says, "Dear Sam, the Washington establishment has stabbed you in the back once again. The bottom line is the House Obamacare was a disaster. Paul Ryan's 2.0 and the House is going to get worse and more watered down in the Senate. Now news outlets are reporting that the Senate version of the bill will be more watered down. Sam, this isn't about red versus blue. This is about ensuring that Americans have access to the highest health care they can get." Now, I don't really agree with that. I think this is about the proper role of limited government. And I don't care whether we have the best health care in the world or not. What I care about is the government doesn't have authority to insert themselves into the middle of your health care at all. However, they continue and say this: "Obamacare has robbed our nation's most vulnerable citizens of the health care they so desperately need, with bloated premiums that continue to skyrocket. Every day we see hardworking Americans struggling to pay these inflated fees, and if they're unable to afford them, they are hit with a fine from our government. That's why many Republicans campaigned on the promise of repealing Obamacare. Yet rather than repeal Obamacare, as promised, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and others are hijacking this legislative reality for their own political ends. Sam, you and I both know that it's about time that we stand up in this fight. If Mitch McConnell managed to ram his Obamacare 2.0 scheme into law, a true full repeal of Obamacare may never happen. Then they say that's why your support's critical in the battle to end Obamacare. Please sign your petition to Congress demanding a full repeal immediately." I agree with them, Kurt, that we've got to really push for repeal. Here's the problem. I'm afraid the train is already a-rolling. What do they say, Kurt? The horse has left the barn? In other words, the Republicans now are going to say we've already done our job. Now, I think that's not true, but they're not going to revisit it a third time and accept defeat. The media's already, you know, put on their forehead a star for success, right, Kurt?
That's correct.
Is the horse out of the barn, you think?
You know, because of all the different factions, at least in my opinion, and the whole deal, there's very little chance, I think, for getting, real constitutional, reform there, simply because, most Americans have realized that they can pretty much vote, they think, themselves into prosperity. And so then you got all these so-called leaders who basically just try to find out how to get as many votes as possible. They're not really looking at, is it constitutional or not, like they should, in my opinion.
So where do we go from here, Kurt? It sounds like we're being negative if we are kind of acting like, hey, the horse is already out of the barn, there's nothing we can do now. You want to comment on that?
You know, I know that the plan is, at least I'm talking about Trump's plan, is to move forward with some tax changes. Now, they could be monumental or they could be just kind of, so what? But I'm hoping for the best when it comes to that. you know, maybe, I mean, after that, who knows? But I know that's a big issue on the horizon, and there's certainly much good that can be done there.
They're saying, Kurt, in this email, you got to demand no deals. Full repeal. I think that's great. I support that completely. And I don't mean to be negative about doing that. I guess my biggest concern is that I'm not sure how you battle for that. Even Rand Paul's not talking about it right now. But yet it's now. It was in the House before. Now it's in his own backyard, and I don't hear much about it.
Well, you know, I believe one of the key points got to be brought up here is the reason the so-called Republican leadership, you know, I'm talking about Ryan and McConnell and the other insider boys, passed it several times before with Obama in there, is they knew that Obama would not sign it, at least in my opinion. And so now when the situation has turned, they don't want to give that same opportunity there. And I'm telling you, folks, the pharmaceutical, the whole medical industry world is massive and it's huge. And if you follow those dollars, they go big time buying senators and congressmen like you cannot believe, Sam.
Boy, howdy, is that right? Now, I'm going to defend Donald a little bit more and some of these conservative governors that are trying to do things, Kurt. They're really trying, and the judiciary has been shutting them down, as I've talked about already and highlighted. We've talked about the inside apparatus that Barack's built over the last 8 years that have really have these entrenched bureaucrats that are unseen, understood, who are really wreaking havoc in the system, derailing everything Donald's trying to do. I think Donald's got his hands full, no doubt about it. Whether Donald's part of the problem or not, I still can't say. However, in their defense, you know, there's been a lot of people doing a lot of good things, Kurt. There really are or have been. You know, we've got a lot of good things moving. We've got hopefully Gorsuch will be a conservative person who believes in a strict interpretation of the Constitution, who does not believe in judicial activism. We've got a religious freedom executive order challenging a lot of what Barack's done to jettison religion from the public square. That's good news. We've got a lot of leaders that have been replaced in several areas of government. Donald Trump has put a bunch of judges in place in lower courts across the country now. So, you know, there are a lot of moves that I got to give Donald Trump credit for and a lot of efforts that have been done. You know what? You might not be taxed as hard, even though we might not repeal Obamacare like we really want to. The fact is, a lot of that's been rolled back by Donald Trump and some of it by Congress. And I guess what I'm saying is I want to be very careful, even though I'm critical of this, only because I believe we still have a chance. Has the horse already left the barn? Some say yes. I say probably. That doesn't mean we can't advocate for the right things, though. In other words, if it has to come back to the House, even if it's rewritten legislation into the Senate, which I reject because it's a spending bill, that's a constitutional snafu. But that gives us another chance for the House to say, you've changed too much. We're not doing it now. In other words, yeah, the horse has left the barn. I agree, but we can go catch that horse. And I don't want to be so negative that we can't focus on what we ought to do and what we need to accomplish. In other words, to bring it up for negative purposes has no value. To bring it up because we have some influence that can still be brought to bear for solutions, for hope, for answers, for a bettering of America, that's the reason that we spend the time, Kurt. And that's the reason we double down on this issue right now. We're going to point out what's wrong, but we're going to lay the tracks to the solution so everybody knows where to go and how to get there and what to do once we get there. We don't want to just rally. Then we get there and we're like, we don't know what to do. Oh, no. We're going to use the supreme law of the land as our guide. And we're going to show people exactly where to go and what to do. We want true repeal of Obamacare. All right. We need that ASAP. And when this judge signs order blocking Utah from doing the right thing, the whole nation needs to do that Utah's doing the right thing. And that an activist on the bench is basically shutting that down. We need to praise Donald. We need to praise Governor Gary Herbert on this case. Now, a lot of people will come back and say, Sam, you don't want to praise Governor Herbert. My gosh, the guy does so many horrible things. You never want to give him any credit. I disagree. We want to give credit whenever credit's due. We don't really have favorites here. We have principles. And whenever principles are being followed and whenever good things are happening, we're going to focus on it. We're going to give credit. I don't care if, you know what, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama get together to do something good. I know that sounds impossible, but it's stranger things have happened. And if it happens, we're going to be giving them credit, Kurt, because we base our views on principle. And to get rid of Planned Parenthood in any way, good for them. And those who are trying to do it, good on them. Well, same thing is true with this Obamacare debacle. There are those who are still standing for repeal, and we've got to support them in doing so, Kurt. Any comments on this? I don't want to just bring it up for being negative. I think the horse has left the barn. But I think we can chase and catch that horse, though, still, Kurt. I really do. And that's why it's worth focusing on.
Well, I'd sure like to see it, you know, I mean, just like I'd like to see a return of all constitutional government. But, you know, it's a tall order, but it certainly doesn't mean it's something we shouldn't work on. I mean, it's something we shouldn't work
on. Well, and remember, we teach to the ideal and live in the real. We realize that it's a long shot. I get it. But we teach to the ideal because it's still possible. And if enough Americans, look, if you had 10 million Americans absolutely demand it, and a million plus Americans go to Washington and say, we're not leaving. We're going to walk the halls of Congress and we're not leaving until you people get this done. I'm telling you right now, Kurt, it would happen. The reason that we don't have things happening in America the way they need to be is because there's not a large enough contingent of constituents that are demanding something in a stable, organized way to insist on change. There's not enough of us. There's Sam and Kurt, kind of like John the Baptist, hanging out in the wilderness, just yelling and telling. And that's good. We got to have us. But we really need to back our play with the people here. Put our money where our mouth is. Really rally together. If a million Americans even stood up for pro-life, Kurt, absolutely insisted on it in a coordinated, sustained way, you'd see movement. You'd see the needle moving towards pro-life. And I submit to you that's true in whatever issue you want to talk about, whether it's pro-life, whether it's shutting down the IRS or reducing the regulations and the taxes, whether it's draining the swamp, whether it's this Obamacare issue, whether it's activist judges issue, any of these issues, if there's enough people that stick together and demand change. If you don't believe me, that's what the gay and lesbians have done, and they've been incredibly successful. By the way, Target's still stuck on stupid. We'll talk about that, too. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. It's delightful to be back. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use always on your radio. LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Please fund us in every way possible. Help us grow the principles and the understanding of liberty every day in every way possible. Would you please? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help us? Hey, thanks.